The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's 8 a.m. The Power Mall is open. Call right now, 877-817-9829, and keep Jay busy. That's right. If you don't have internet, just get a catalog. We'll send you one. We were talking with Dr. Janice Schmidt in the last hour. She's a naturopath. And of course, we've had a lot of different doctors on. Everybody's trying to get information. They want solutions. We've had Priscilla Romans. She is a nurse with all sorts of initials after her name. I say that lovingly. Priscilla, welcome back to the show.
Well, how are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm so glad that we got to meet up and talk to each other about this stuff. Priscilla is a registered nurse with a RN, a Bachelor of Science, and a Master's of Science in Nursing. And understand that she's been on the front line of this stuff with all the other frontline doctors and has seen a lot of stuff. The majority of everything that she does is with Grace Care. Are you going to be at the Healing for the Ages workshop?
I am. I am going to be there. And Jana Schmidt, who you just mentioned, she's amazing. And Dr. H or Dr. Elay, some people call them both, one or the other, Dr. Artis and Dr. Group, they are all fantastic. I will be at the Healing for the Ages in Dallas here the beginning of September. And we've got a lot of people that are just excited about knowing, just having more tools in their tool belt to use at the right time, because a lot of people are so confused about the current healthcare crisis that we really still are in. A lot of people are like, oh, COVID's over, right? Well, what we're seeing here at Grace Care is it's not over, and now we have a lot of other issues that are popping up from the decisions people have made, and more people are waking up now, which is good news, but these people are in panic mode because of the decisions that they made. And I'm referring to, maybe they got the Moderna or Pfizer or AstraZeneca. I mean, and they are starting to have troubles, a lot of troubles, and their doctors aren't listening to them, which here, I'm a nurse background, their doctors should be listening to them, should be really investigating what is going on. And what I love about the Healing for the Ages, it is, it's going to just be mind-blowing. I've spoken with all of them, and to know each of their backgrounds, I like the fact they're giving different viewpoints, especially with using naturals, natural options, and how do you understand how the body's working? Like if you have an ailment, you have a headache, why is your headache going on? Why are you going through this every single day? There is something in your body that's the root cause, you know, or maybe there's an external factor for that. A lot of people go, oh my gosh, I have mold. I have mold in my home. I just found out. I didn't even think about it. So I love that they're going to really dive deep in this for people. And I also love, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but they're giving information to every attendee and to every person even online. So there's going to be in-person and all online. I mean, we have global clients. They can't fly over here to Dallas from Australia or Israel. We've got clients all over the world that do follow and listen to what they're saying, and they have an advocate that they call to say, hey, I heard Dr. Artis talk about this. Do I really need to do this? You know, and so there's a lot of questions because they give so much information, it could almost be overwhelming for people. So that's why it's really great to have a patient advocate come alongside and start really digging deep and finding out what the root cause. And you know, why can't we do it? Why can't we do both? We can use traditional healthcare for when we need, right? We can use holistic alternative for when we need. It's called complementary care. There could be all options on the table for somebody. At this point, most people here only are really used to the white coat or the traditional allopathic system, and we need to break free of that and make sure everybody knows all of their options, including allopathic. Then they can make a good, informed decision.
Well, see, and this has been a big problem in throughout all of this is because the very, you just mentioned the white coat. That's exactly what our problem was, is that people, they get sick, they get COVID, and all of a sudden, we need to take you to the hospital. That's the worst thing that anybody can do, is to all of a sudden assume you're that sick and that's what you need to do. If it isn't mission critical, I've been telling people, much the same as you probably have, that you better have all your paperwork in order. And this is something that Great Care has kind of taken the bull by the horns, or the horse by the reins, or whatever you want to call it, whatever cliche you want to use, in making sure that you have the proper documentation. Do you want to explain what Great Care does?
Yeah, so what Great Care does, we are an independent patient advocate service. So what we do is anybody can call us from anywhere in the world, and we will match that need to an advocate that can help them. So when you're talking about paperwork, a lot of people, in general, when I'm doing speaking engagements, I'll ask, who is afraid to go to the hospital? And almost everybody will raise their hand going, yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want my kid to go. I don't want my mom to go. No, I don't. No, we don't want to go to a hospital. And that's the general theme around most individuals. However, if you get in crisis and you need to go to a hospital, we really recommend that you have paperwork in order. And when I say paperwork, it's not like a cute little scratch piece of paperwork that you just like, or write something on a napkin. It's, you really need a paperwork that's either called the healthcare power of attorney, called HPOA, or the medical power of attorney, MPOA. Every state has their own power of attorney. Now, this is not a living will, and this has nothing to do with financial either. This is healthcare. And what we're asking is, in the event that you cannot speak for yourself, who do you want to speak for you? And you can have a primary person, and you can have a secondary person. And you can also write down specific things that you want to make sure happens or does not happen on that paperwork. So some people go, I never want to be intubated, meaning I don't want a breathing tube down my throat. I don't. Or they'll put, I'm okay with a breathing tube if it's really needed, but I only want it for so many days. And then if there's nothing that's survivable, then take me off, right? These are real decisions people are having to think about and make with, you know, without paperwork being forced by hospitals to maybe move to palliative care or hospice when they don't want to, when they're like, wait a minute, isn't there any other options? So it's very confusing for people because they go, is that paperwork that I have going to stop the doctors? Well, we've seen it both ways, okay? We've seen it where they have been ignored. We have seen it where the decision maker for that person is actually going against the wishes of the actual person, and they can't speak for themselves. So there's some very complicated situations. So it's great for anybody to just stop what they're doing and say, do I have a plan? If I get sick, who do I call? Who do I go to? And most people would go, oh, I'll call my primary care or my general practitioner office. I'm going to ask you guys again, are they going to call you back? Are you going to be on a phone tree? Are you going to be on a call center? Hey, like, that's what's happening. Our clients love having a patient advocate because they can call them, text them, and they get more immediate response than anybody else. And we actually go, you know what? Here's what's going on. We have avoided emergency room visits, hospital visits, because we've helped the person at home understand what's going on and stop panicking. So fear is a big deal. Fear can be deadly. So we need to quit that. We need to get a patient advocate that actually understands the what's going on and can help unravel those pieces and say, you know what? This sounds like what it is. Or if you do need to go to the emergency room, I'll give you a great example. A few weeks ago, we have a testimonial coming out that's going to be on our website. So if people go to gravecare.com, that's G as in God, R-A-I-T-H, care, C-A-R-E, FAQ.com, what they could do, there's customer testimonials up on there. There's FAQ. You could get a free 15-minute conversation with our intake team just to go, I just want to know exactly if this would be a good fit for me. Do you have somebody that can help me with my granddaughter that's having a baby? Because I don't want her to get the Hep B for the baby. I want my grandchild that's coming into this world. I want the parents to have all of the information. Can we get this for them? We have people calling for that. But this testimonial that I just did this week that's going to be edited, it is quite incredible. This couple called, the wife called because she was turning 65. And everybody knows what happens when you turn 65 and you've worked in the corporate world. You're like, Medicare is coming. What do I do for Medicare? What do I even need to ask? Am I going to get on the right plan? Her husband has cancer. She's like, I just want to make sure there was a good enough plan that he can be on too, because he's had multiple surgeries. He's had cancer for years and just struggling through the system. All right. She called for only an insurance question. All right. She got only 1 hour of advocacy. 1 hour. That's all. We don't do memberships here. We don't do monthly fees. We don't do yearly fees. It is literally you're paying for advocacy time. So she goes, I want to try this out. I'll pay an hour. Okay. We got our match with the advocate that has insurance background, because we have multiple different advocates on our team with different backgrounds. Okay. She needed the insurance advocate. So we gave her the advocate. And the advocate helped her 7 minutes, literally, like, wow. 7 minutes. That's all. That's all it took. It wasn't even an hour. And I do follow up, kind of checkpoints on how are things going. And I was like, wow, 7 minutes. And I was like, did the advocate answer all your questions? So she's like, yeah, it was great. Like, I knew what I had was good. I knew what my husband, we had the right plan for him. She goes, it was great just to know we were on the right track. I was like, okay, so that's all. She goes, can we just leave time in there in case something else happens? Yeah, you purchased an hour, just leave it in there. And then when things pop up, right, call us if you need us. Well, she called, I think, about a week later, and it was a Sunday night. Sunday night, okay. Now, most doctor's offices are closed on Sunday night. She called, and our intake team heard her cry for help. She was like, look, my husband had a procedure the other day for the bladder cancer to remove another tumor, and he can't walk now. He can't walk. His leg is double the size. She didn't even know what to do. She was panicked. She's like, I don't want to go back to the hospital. I don't know what to do. My doctor who did the procedure is in New Zealand right now. Huh. So I can't even get a hold of their office, right? Like, crisis. She's like, this is crisis. What do I do? So we got her an advocate that understood, you know, more of an understanding of critical care, hospital background, those acute events that are happening that are very scary. When you can no longer walk and your one leg, his left leg was double the size of his right, she's going, this is bad. He can't even make it to the bathroom. And he's young. He's not old. Like, he's probably in maybe his mid-60s. He's in the prime of his life. He's feeling, you know, he's like, I'm getting through this. I'm working through things, but I gotta walk. And so we gave him an advocate and went through steps of, all right, what are we going to do? Because that leg, if you have a blood clot, here's some of the risk, right? So they made the decision. The advocate recommended they go to the emergency room, and they didn't want to go because they were scared. But in an acute situation, we needed to get that evaluated. So the advocate was on the phone with them, even when they went up to talk to the triage lady. And the advocate talked to the nurse, to the doctor. They were in and out of there in less than 2 hours. They got everything they wanted. They got everything they needed done. We got the labs. We got the diagnostics. We knew that there was no blood clot. It was, you know, he had a lot of other issues. A lot of people have, like, gout, or there was just a lot of stuff that he had from the previous cancer and the previous treatments he's had that was causing the issues. So we got to talking to him, and they realized they did not have all of their options. They didn't. They didn't know that there was some other options. They even needed to know that were alternative in nature for his cancer, for his other issues that he was dealing with in his body. And the advocate gave them all of the options and said, and they, at this point, they added more time. They said, well, we need way more than 1 hour. Like, just can we add a quick, another a quick hour? Yes, you can. And people can do that when they're with us. They can do, they can leave their time in there. They use it when they need it. And they were so thankful. They actually went to, meet some of our close partners, that we work for Cancer Options. And what they said is, I just spoke with them this week, within 2 days of him being there, and they had to fly into this place because it wasn't like in their state. They decided, you know what, we're going to fly. They put him in a wheelchair, and they had to work through the airport, which is hard through the airport. And he wasn't feeling great, but he's like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I can't keep feeling like this. And he's got kids. You know, he's got young adult kids. They're probably going to get married and have kids. He wants to be around. And he decided, you know what? We're going to try what you're talking about. And they did. And within 2 days, he was walking. And he, for the last couple weeks, no wheelchair, walking fine. He's feeling great. He can't believe it. And he actually believes now he's going to be completely healed. And I thought that was such a miracle because, remember, in the beginning of the story, they only called for an insurance question because she, Karen, was turning 65. That's it. And they got so much more because they learned that our team, we have a breadth of knowledge on our team and a team that just figures things out. And we want to really be that advocate team for people in the darkest of times when they are feeling hopeless or just even being in the back pocket of people going, you know what, if something happens, I can just call my advocate team at Grave Care. That's it. I can call my patient advocate because Grave Care has a team of different advocates for different seasons of the health journey. So that's what we're doing. I don't know if you realize all of that, Dave, what we're doing here, but it's huge what we're doing for people. And we've got thousands of clients. But this isn't a hobby. We got
thousands of clients who
are getting help. And it's awesome to hear those testimonials.
It is. Well, the thing is, too, is that most people became very familiar with Grave Care initially when this COVID thing hit and people were all of a sudden trusting the white coats. They said you need to go to a hospital. And then all of a sudden, these dangerous protocols, which are still, by the way, being utilized and paid for by the government through the end of this year. And if you are feeling sick and all of a sudden, oh, you've got COVID, you need to go to the hospital. You should be aware that this is how Grave Care really got kickstarted, was because of the fact that they were jumping in and helping people to keep their loved ones from being murdered by these hospitals. I mean, we all knew this, did we not?
Oh, yeah. You're 100% right. That, I mean, we launched, I have a huge team. It's me, myself, and I, my wonderful husband encouraged me to step out of my corporate senior leadership roles and to build Grave Care. And in March of 2020 is when we launched. And here we're going to be coming up in March, 4 years. And we've been serving people with all sorts of situations, but those hospital situations are nasty. And I got to tell you, they're still using the same protocol. They're still swabbing for COVID. People that did go get the COVID-19 vaccinations, they're calling us because they've had COVID now 3, 4, 5 times now. And now they're questioning, going, I don't even understand. I thought I did the right thing, and now I'm questioning things. But my doctor I'm going to is the one who told me to go get it, and now I'm kind of questioning my doctor. What do I do? Is there anybody else I can talk to? And we're having to find new doctors for patients that are struggling because they now feel lied to, and they do want to have a doctor that they're partnering with that really does listen to them and really does care for them and is not so worried about the coding, the diagnosis codes, and they really want to start talking about root cause. Why have I been feeling this way for decades? Why am I still on this pharmaceutical med for decades and it's still not doing anything? And now I'm realizing it actually could be causing me more problems because I've been on it for decades. People are waking up and they're questioning. And that is the great thing when you have an advocate, you can go, hey, can you help me kind of unravel all of these medications because I'm really confused. My doctor's telling me I have to be on this. Is there any other options? And we help them with finding those other options, understanding and empowering people to get in control of their health care. So we don't mandate anything. We just come alongside people and say, what do you want? What are you looking for? All right, let's go find it. Let's go to work. And when you have a partner in crime, especially in the healthcare system, it makes life so much better, and it brings peace of mind. And we're just, I wake up going, how is this even possible as a nurse background that I'm actually really doing what I think should be happening for people? Because in the corporate healthcare world, doctors and nurses today still go, I want to tell them, but I can't because I've got policies and procedures in my way. And here at Great Care, we can. And so those doctors and nurses send us people because they're like, look, you need a patient advocate that can ask these questions, that can go the extra mile for you. And that really, it's tragic that's happening. But thank God that we have this opportunity to really come alongside of people. And we're not upset at people. If they've gotten the COVID shots and they're now worried, We do not care what decision people have made. What we care about is, do you know all of your options? And if you don't, you need to call us because you don't need to be alone in this journey. You need to have somebody that you can text or call. If something new happens, we can get all over it. You don't have to wait weeks to get in to see your doctor. Are you kidding me? That sounds like Canada. And I love my Canada people. Canada. Oh. Lots of people in Canada call us all the time going, I can't get into my doctor for weeks. British Columbia, in BC, they still have the mandates for jobs there that they have to continue getting the shots in order to work.
Well. The thing, Priscilla, we are finding out now that, I mean, America is turning more into Canada and Israel and the Sweden and socialized medicine, because there are some doctors now, I understand, people are calling me and, you know, I don't have to give them the I told you so speech when they go, I got the jab. The bigger problem is when they want to go see the man in the white coat, it's like, oh, well, he's booked up until July of 24. And it's like, I don't want to wait that long. So, you know, that's another reason why Great Care got started up. You know, not just, I mean, but you've also gone in on the front line and defended people to keep them from being murdered, have you not?
Yeah, absolutely. We have. We've had hospitals where they have made the decision to remove the ventilator off of somebody, and we had to get an attorney involved to stop that from happening. And it was very critical in nature what was happening, because the hospital system, they made the decisions. Now, that wife did have the healthcare power of attorney, and people go, well, they can't do that. I'm telling you that this was happening. Like, they had a time midday that they were removing, and they even invited the wife to be there, to be present, to watch the murdering of her husband. And she didn't know exactly what was happening, and we explained, this is what's happening. They're inviting you because they want you to be a part so they can say you were there and you knew what was going on. But you're refusing that, and they are not abiding by your wishes for your husband. How scary is that? So not only that, I mean, we've got people that are calling so frantic because they now believe that the hospital killed their loved one. We get calls all the time. They'll go, They killed him. All right. Whoa. Hang on. What happened? What's going on? Let's give you an advocate. Let's walk through what was going on. Let's dig into the medical records, and then let's see if we can go hunt down a good attorney in your state. And we have to be, we're not legal here. We're advocates. We just go hunt down things that we know our people need, because that's what a good patient advocate does, that believes in medical freedom. And we definitely do not want here in the States for us to become a socialized system. But what I'm going to tell you, what I'm hearing from our insurance advocates alone, We've got the upcoming, renew season for Medicare. A lot of people, for their employer, they're going to be coming out with their benefits and saying sign up again, all sorts of things. If you want to go do those things, that's great. Do it. When I am warning people and I'm telling them they need to pay attention to their benefits, because their benefits within those plans that they've had for years are changing, and they're doing the squeeze where they had so many plans, they're now getting it down to a handful that even has those same benefits that they used to have. So the squeeze is on. There's going to be less options within your Medicare plans. And this is from my team that does insurance stuff in their other corporate world. They know. They're in the conversations with Aetna, with Cigna, with Blue Cross, all the BUCAs, right, the big commercial insurance, and they have Medicare plans. We know that they are tightening up. And what's so interesting is Kate, who's on our website, she came from Canada. And when she called me a handful of weeks ago, she said, Priscilla, if the squeeze is happening, this is happening, what happened to Canada here in the States. That's what's happening within the insurance side. And so it's going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. You're going to be paying a ton of money for less benefits, and you're going to get frustrated going, why is this happening? And the reason is because they want to really boil down to where they can go put their hands up and go, well, everybody just got to be on the same type of plan. Everybody's got to do it because, you know, it's unsustainable. Well, I've got news for everybody. We have got to really think outside the box here. And if you do not get in front of your health and wellness now, and you're going to need some of those benefits aren't going to be there. You're going to be paying a lot more money, a lot more, and they're going to, oh, you need another supplement for this. Oh, you need another supplement for this. And people are like, "What? I don't even understand what the supplement's giving me right now." So it's very important to make sure people are informed of how to even utilize their insurance, right? And I'm saying if you're paying for insurance, you better know how to work it and get everything you can get out of it, because the squeeze is going to be on as these insurance the new enrollment comes out, right? Get re-enrolled and just make sure you're asking your agent or your insurance, whoever's getting you set up, ask more questions than you did last year. Especially if you're happy with your current plan. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a big Medicare problem. It's Medicare to me is just the next step to socialized medicine, Priscilla. I hate to say it, but I'm getting the sinking feeling about the whole thing. And people are depending on their government for answers, and all they're getting is death shots. And this is, you can't trust them anymore. So where do you go? That's another reason why Great Care was started, folks, because it is an alternative. And, you know, just dumping Medicare, I've heard so many people come out and go, oh, you can't do that, because then what happens if you have a mission critical situation that's going to be expensive? It'll put you in the poorhouse. There's already people filing bankruptcy because of medical bills. I mean, what makes you think this is all going to stop? It's nutty. Priscilla Romans, thank you so much for joining us. The website is greatcare.com. Go there. Hey, the least you could do is check it out. They're advocates for the patient, not the damn doctor. We'll be back with Dr. Artis Ely and Dr. Group after these words here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829 if you want to place your orders now. Of course, you know, this is the big thing. We've been pushing this for most of the morning now, and this is an event happening in Dallas, September 8th and 9th at the Hilton Granite Park. It's called Healing for the Ages. I have the website pulled up. We've got at least two of the three doctors. The third one's going to be joining us shortly here. But Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Ed Group, who's been on the show, both have been on the show before, and talked to us a little bit about all the latest developments and things going on to fight these bioweapons. Guys, this seems like an ongoing thing that people now have to look at with shedding and everything else. I mean, we already know that this is happening. We already know that we have to constantly be practicing good health now more than ever because of the fact that, you know, all these people have taken the shots and they still get convinced. The FDA just put out a notice now, go get the booster, even if you're pregnant. And I'm just like, oh, no. And these people are buying into this crap and it's just, it's too much. So you guys are doing the right thing coming out with this Healing for the Ages. And this is going to be streamed worldwide for those of you who want to go, but you can't get a plane ticket, do whatever the case, you don't want to fly. Well, they're going to be streaming it live. If you register, use the promo code Power Hour when you do it. And Event Cloud will put that up there and you can attend and watch the event streaming. So guys, what prompted putting this thing together? I'll let either one of you answer this. You all got together. You've all been doing stuff. You've all been working in concert with each other, trying to come up with solutions. So I'll let you take it.
Yeah, thanks for having us back on the show. We love the Power Hour. And I have to tell you, this was actually something that came up for me about a year ago. I actually started having this impression that it was time to gather a group of people together who could unite and bring solutions to a bunch of confusion that was going on around the world. We were finding it amongst our own colleagues, amongst our own audiences. There were products being developed by certain individuals, organizations around the world. There were different supplements. There were different protocols. There were different solutions. And then there were concepts that people really didn't know how to address or weren't addressing that just seemed mysterious. And I wanted to try to take and remove the confusion that people were experiencing and put together a team of individuals who had been doing research the entire 4 years, who absolutely have been able to address every concern of the biological weapons being used against us over the last 4 years. And I wanted to bring only those individuals together, a group of us. And I actually termed the conference Healing for the Ages. And I invited myself, I'm the A in Ages, Dr. Ed Group that you see on the screen, Dr. Henry Ely, he's the E, and then Dr. Jana Schmidt. I wanted these four individuals who the four of us have been telling audiences for the last 4 years, you don't need a pharmaceutical drug. This industry has been pushing experimental biological weapons on the rest of us. And we can do everything with nature. Nature's already provided us everything we need in order to heal, recover, and protect our families and our loved ones. So we decided, I asked all these guys, would you join me to actually put together a conference called Healing for the Ages that would help remove stigma, confusion, mysteriousness, complexity, and how to address all these biological weapons that are the COVID-19 vaccines, the weaponizing of spike proteins, they call it worldwide, to make us sick and cause diseases. How do you address graphene oxide that keeps being rumored around the world to be in these shots? What about nanotechnology and nanoparticles? How does 5G play into that? And how do we protect our families? What are the things we need to address that we already do, the four of us, to keep our families and ourselves healthy at home? And it gets rid of all of the fear and anxiety. There's one thing about the four of us that we're all on the screen and on this show. None of us for a second were scared, confused, worried about what was being propagandized around the world. And I needed three other individuals to help me get rid of any confusion and fear that's going to be solicited and promoted against the rest of us continuously here moving forward. And that's what birthed the Healing for the Ages. Oh, my God, I was so blessed that each of these individuals said, yes, we'd like to join you and let's do this together. And it's been an honor to spend time with them every day doing research and coming up with solutions. It's very exciting.
Dr. Henry Ely has joined us now on the program. But for those of you who are watching these handsome dudes on the screen, they're all here. And for those of you, we're streaming this live and we're going to be on Brighty on Rumble and BitChute. Of course, after this is over, we're going to be reposting this so that more of you have access to this stuff. HealingForTheAges.com. I got the website pulled up and looking at it. Every doctor that is participating in this, their full bio is on here. And I mean, it doesn't even come close to all the research and everything that they've been doing, the crap they've had to put up with, what the mainstream media has thrown at them, and this garbage. Dr. Ely, welcome to the show. By the way, we hadn't had a chance to say hi.
How you doing, Dave? Thank you so much for having me. It's a little early here on the West Coast, so thanks for giving me an extra minute or two to get my my game face on here.
Yeah, that's all right. Not a problem. It's the blessing is you guys are actually going to go to Dallas and pull this thing off on September 8th and 9th. And we're giving our audience enough of a heads up here that you can go and register and use the code Power Hour to let everybody know where you're coming from. So that if you can't make the event in Dallas on September 8th and 9th, you can at least get it live stream and watch the event because we will be carrying it. And so that's the beauty of it, is getting the information out of there. And Dr. Ely, of course, you haven't been on the show before, but Dr. Group and Dr. Artis are no strangers to the program. And we just got off the phone with Priscilla Romans. She's been on there multiple times. I know you know Priscilla. She and Great Care have been doing everything they can to help empower parents and loved ones to fight for everything that Dr. Artis personally has seen when they murdered his father-in-law. Yeah. And the security escorted him out of the hospital. I mean, we've heard this story so many times, and then the snake venom, the peptides, and all the other stuff that's been coming out now. I mean, some of this is pretty scary stuff. And before we went on, you guys are talking about you know, taking EDTA and having multiple poops. And I'm going, boy, you guys are really, you're really doing some back channel communication here. What kind of research is going on?
Some good stuff, I think.
What's the latest skinny that you can at least give us a little bit of back channel to get people excited about signing up?
You know, I think what we've done, which is really exciting, is really put together a timeline. A timeline that traces back to some really dark times, especially into World War II and Operation Paperclip. But a timeline that helps people understand that this is without a doubt a pandemic rollout, and that you start understanding that, you know, like GMOs, for example, most of us are like, you know, I don't want any GMO foods. Well, that's a bioweapon. That's a bioweapon 1.0. And when we start understanding and putting these things together, you start getting the real picture. They've been doing everything they can to make us and our loved ones sick our entire lives. And now what you start getting from that is the easiest solution starts out by saying, no, I'm no longer going to do this. I'm going to choose the medicine that God intended. I'm going to start bringing that back into my family, bring that back in. So I need teachers. I need people who understand how to do this. Dr. Artis, brilliant. His whole career at it. Dr. Ed Group, best medicine maker in the world, right? Dr. Janice Schmidt, a heart of gold, you know, with ridiculous knowledge. Myself, I like to try to hang with these dudes and these dudettes as best as I can, you know, and what we bring to the table is knowledge that we've amassed, that our teachers have passed down from us, that the people we've worked with have helped us really come into. And when we do all of that, what it allows is it allows for us to say, look, you start by saying no. You start by saying no to, this is a crazy picture I'm looking at right now.
I had to put it up there. You break the ice here a little. Right. Hey, it's like one big party, you know? One party of professionals. I'm loving this stuff, guys. I mean, after being at Halt Hospital Homicide with Dr. Artis, I'm telling you, this is some pretty serious stuff that people have had to confront.
Let me tell you, I was on the phone with my cousin as she was murdered. So I had a very similar experience. My cousin's mother was murdered as well using remdesivir. Same situation. I'm yelling at the doctors to use some pharmaceutical drugs, and I can't believe what I'm yelling at them to use to save her life, and they refuse to do it. She died after getting, I think she got like three Pfizers, you know, the D-dimer levels were off the charts, literally over 21. The number is under 0.4 to be low. She was over 21 when she died. I'm on the phone with the ER team as she's dying, you know, with her daughter in the room. You go through these experiences and you realize, and then of course, all the stories we hear and the people that we talk to and everything. And you realize not only is something amiss, something is nefarious. And what you have to do is make a decision. What am I going to do about that? You know, what am I going to do? I'm going to do everything I can do. I'm not going to go before God when it's all said and done and say, you know, it was too hard. You know, I couldn't really prove it, God. You know, I was listening to the CDC. I'm not going before God to say that, right? So what we're doing here is saying, first and foremost, we're going to lay out a timeline. We're going to show how the dots connect. And we're going to discuss things, because when we discuss things like adults should, they become less fearful. And once they become less fearful, we can start getting into actual productive solutions that exist and have existed for a long time, because we understand the mechanisms of action of these technologies and how they interface and intertwine. And that's what we are doing with the people who are severely injured, that we're helping, doing everything we can to help them recover. But it is a little bit easier of a journey for the people who already said no to the shots, because now we go, okay, that we can help you right away with, and help you set up your air in your house, your water in your house, your food in your house, and the supplementation that's going to be effective for you. And some of the things that are going to be key for us to know, so that as families, we are doing everything we can to protect each other. And I think the bigger thing that Dr. Artis has put together here, which is so beautiful, is that we're building a community, a truly family-based community here, from people from all walks of life that believe in the same thing, freedom. If you're going to be free in this day and age of bioweapons, you're going to have to be healthy. And we want to be the people, the leaders that show you how to do that.
Well, this is the interesting thing, too, Dr. Ely, is that, you know, we're talking about, it says you want to be here for this event, laughing and learning. And see, when I was watching Dr. Artis on stage in the Hall Hospital Homicide, he had people cracking up. But the thing is that when they start laughing, their mind kind of opens up a little bit and they're able to soak up more information. I guess that's the MO, right?
That's how it's always worked for me as well. I've been teaching people for 25 years. And I think, you know, sometimes like I was in class yesterday and I have about 100 students in class with me yesterday. We're cracking up, just talking nonstop mess about all of the ridiculousness and the words that we've had to learn. I never knew I was going to have to learn the word plasmid. I didn't know what a plasmid was. And I'm like, hey, doc, I was talking with Dr. Artis. I was like, hey, man, you ever heard this word? And he was like, what? What's that word? Right. And then, you know, and then you go, OK, we need to know that word. And then, you know, and when you start learning these words, there's dead giveaways in the literature, in the research. And then you start getting that dot connecting. You understand how they're really doing it. The big message I like to get out, Dave, right now to everybody is they learned how to weaponize the microbiome. And they started learning how to do this really in 1968, 1972, somewhere in that range. They have perfected it. And Dr. Artis just dropped some stuff at the Red Pill Expo this weekend that confirms it beyond any doubt and explains why possibly there were two damn shots. And when you start putting these dots together, it lets you know, okay, I know what I'm doing from this point forward. It's going to be no. I'm not saying it's always going to be no when they propose something. But you can't say no with confidence unless you know what to do instead of. And that's where we come in. Everybody can say no morally and philosophically. It's easy to do that. But it's hard to do that when you don't know where your liver is. It's hard to do that when you don't know how a cell works. It's hard to do that when you don't know what detoxification really, really is. So that's where you bring us in, and we can start teaching you about your amazing body. We can start teaching you about how the medicine God intended works with your amazing body. And what happens is now that moral no becomes a resounding, demonstrative no. I understand what they're doing. I understand what options I really have, and I'm making a freedom-based choice. No, I'm not going down that path of death and destruction with you. I'm going to go on the path of love, logic, and light.
Yeah. So, well, Dr. Krupp, we haven't heard from Dr. Krupp, but Dr. Artis, you wanted to chime in on that one.
Yeah, I want Dr. Krupp to talk. I want him to be a part of the party. So, to set the stage for the Healing for the Ages conference, what Ely is talking about is that, for example, if you want to understand how they created this pandemic, you need to understand it because and why. They're going to keep releasing one after another. So they're going to come with the same technology, the same weaponry. So number one, for example, I dropped on the whole world. You don't need to be worried about COVID anymore. We already know what it is. It's weaponized venoms. Well, the whole world freaked out and didn't know how it happens. So I started educating people as I was learning last year that they weaponize the microbiome, for example, like Ely mentioned, like E. coli bacteria. They've engineered them genetically to manufacture venoms inside the human body and in our environment. This is how they did it. And they call these venoms spike glycoproteins. We've all heard spike proteins. So one thing that was helpful to me and is going to be helpful for all of you at home is attending the Healing for the Ages, because a lot of people have asked, what's the connection to 5G and COVID? There must be one, because every country around the world was putting up these towers while they were locking us down. And guess who brought to me and Dr. Ely and Dr. Schmidt the connection to 5G and weaponizing our environment? It was Dr. Ed Group. Ed Group, tell them what they're going to learn about this connection. This is one example of the mystery of COVID, how they did this and why they had to do it.
Yeah, so like Dr. Ely said, this goes way back to dark DARPA operations, to figuring out ultimately this transhumanism agenda, even back to the Terminator and different types of movies and mind control technology to manipulate us ultimately and turn us into a controllable human being, or eliminate us. I mean, ultimately, they want to eliminate the major part of the population. I was actually, believe it or not, studying this in 2015 pretty extensively. And in 2018, my last show on Alex Jones, was when I revealed all the DARPA information on how they were going to weaponize bacteria. They were going to weaponize and create a pandemic. They were going to come out with nanotechnology and vaccines. They were going to introduce I call them, you know, I mean, they're basically multiple frequency towers. They're not just 5G. They're 3G, 4G, 5G, and even 6G. And they have microwave capabilities. They have ultrasound capabilities. They have sound frequency capabilities. I mean, basically, these are directed energy weapon systems that are being installed everywhere. And by the way, they're pretty much in every single Wi-Fi router right now in every home as well. And that's something that people don't know. If you read through the terms and conditions, you'll see that there is a 5G capability in there. It's hidden in the terms and conditions, and it's really hard to get that turned off, and you never really know if it's turned off anyway. And then you combine all of the other things that they've been doing is weaponizing the parasites. Parasites, we're talking about E. coli, we're talking about worms, we're talking about toxoplasmosis, we're talking about different types of organisms that we have in all of our bodies and that are contained inside of all the worms. Most people have pinworms, roundworms, tapeworms, different types of liver flukes, by the way. And we're seeing extensive damage to the liver. Well, what happens is with this plasmid and all of this type of nanotechnology that they're using, we feel that the main vector of action, you know, yes, they want to change our own DNA, but our own DNA has quantum, you know, it was made by God. It has quantum energy signatures to it, specific to us, and all living beings do. But they knew how contaminated society is. Even the World Health Organization has come out and said how contaminated the world is with parasites, you know, and when you contaminate the air, you contaminate the water, you contaminate the food system, it's just a breeding ground for parasites. And then, I mean, the linkage that we've found that goes back even to the introduction of high fructose corn syrup and sugars and alcohol. I mean, you can't watch one show or one movie on TV without every 2 minutes seeing somebody drink alcohol. And so they've conditioned our mind to be able to feed these parasites just with the lockdown. Look what happened with the lockdown. You know, most people gained 10 to 15 pounds. They're depressed. They started eating more sugar. They started drinking more alcohol, which actually made it worse and fed these pathogens. They have the ability to convert your good E. coli into weaponized E. coli, and E. coli feeds on sugar. And so do most parasites feed on sugar and toxic compounds. So that's you know, when Dr. Artis is talking about, you know, the 36 different types of venoms that were found in COVID patients, we believe that, you know, all of these different types of parasites and worms and flukes, et cetera, can be turned on. And well, we know for a fact, we have scientific research that mold and yeast can be activated at 20 to 600 times more activity and breeding activity when exposed to different frequencies. So if you're getting these venom spike proteins in your interstitial fluid, by the way, there's a big difference between injecting something in your blood and injecting something in your interstitial fluid. When you inject something in the interstitial fluid, it goes everywhere in your body. Usually if it's in the blood, it'll be dumped somewhere. It'll go through the liver. So that's why it's so dangerous to also, you know, getting these airborne particles or drinking it in the water, that also can go into your interstitial fluid that way. That's what they want to do. But when you have, let's say, liver flukes, you know, manufacturing and producing 10 different types of venoms, and you have E. coli producing 4 different types of venom, and then you have the yeast, all the different, 80-something different types of candida now producing different types of venoms, your body becomes a venom factory. And not only that, but these parasites die in your system, and they have to degrade inside your system, which causes more trash that needs to be cleaned up by your body. So the liver is just completely, the bowel, the liver, the lymphatic system is just completely clogged up. And no one is addressing these type of issues out there. We have lots of, God bless everybody that's out there speaking on this, but we have a lot of medical doctors who have become very famous in this process. But And they're still using medicine for this. They're using steroids. They're using antibiotics. I mean, we are already seeing the damage that's being done in the microbiome in the bowel. The last thing you want to do is give somebody antibiotics, because it takes 8 months to repair the microbiome from one round of antibiotics.
Wow.
So that's, what we're going to be discussing with people is, you know, getting back to the basics. After years and years of talking to people that come to me and say, I have all these symptoms and I've seen 20 different doctors. Can you tell me how to heal them? And I'll say, OK, well, tell me, why are you suffering from migraines? Why are you suffering from constipation? Why are you suffering from multiple sclerosis? And they have no clue why they're even suffering from any of the conditions that they're suffering from. We want to empower people to understand how powerful their self-healing mechanism really is, and give them that confidence that they can handle anything that comes our way.
Well, there you have it. And this is why we have Healing for the Ages doctors up here. We've had Dr. Schmidt on earlier. The three doctors you're going to see on stage, if you go to the Dallas event September 8th and 9th, if you can't attend, you need to go online to healingfortheages.com. The website is up. It's a great-looking website. It's easy to register. Put the code POWERHOUR in there, and you can either be there in Dallas or you can watch these guys live stream and actually learn a thing or two from people that have been on our show before that understand what's going on. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the party. I know it's kind of a weird background, but hey, we got to have a laugh this morning while we're going through all of this, and we appreciate every single thing. God bless all of you for the work you're doing to help people stay alive and survive. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, from all of us at the Power Hour, see you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.